Okay, we are joined with our runner-up in the 9th Annual Gander Outdoors 150, a surprise start for this driver and an outstanding one at that. Driver of the number 18 Safe Light Autoglass Toyota for Kyle Busch Motorsports, and that is Eric Jones. Eric, great battle there with Kyle at the end on short notice. Maybe just talk about jumping in the truck again for the first time in a while.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a surprise. You know, I didn't think that I'd be running a truck race today, but it was fun. I mean, you know, hopped in after final practice and got the final fitment done in the seat and everything, and it's a little snug. Noah's a little smaller than me, I believe, but it was close, and we went out, and the truck was great. I mean, yeah, I asked Rudy. I said, you know, I'm driving this thing today. Do you at least give me a pretty good truck? And he's like, yeah, I think it's pretty fast. So definitely had good speed. And I think really, if we could have gotten out front at the end, we probably could have held Kyle off. But just got stuck on the bottom on that restart, lost a couple spots, and just took too long to get through traffic to go up and challenge. But it was a fun day.
Thank you, Eric. We're also joined by the driver of number 25 Performance Plus Motor Oil Chevrolet. Third place finisher, and that's Dalton Sargent. Dalton, great run out there. Outstanding to see you in the media center post-race. Can you talk about that run out there in Pocono?
Yeah, I mean, overall, it was a really good day for us, starting up in the top five and, you know, being able to take home a top three finish. Hopefully it's some well-needed momentum that, you know, we can kind of build off of here in the next couple races. You know, really looking just to kind of get a win, you know, whether it be at Michigan or Bristol, just to kind of make the chase. You know, we've had some bad luck and made some mistakes throughout the year that have cost us, you know, pretty big. So overall, you know, really good day. Can't be too disappointed by, you know, getting beat by Kyle and Eric. But, you know, we still have some big steps to take and, you know, continue to improve and, you know, try and catch up to these KBM trucks and, you know, continue to grow as a team as well.
Thank you, Dalton. We'll kick it off with Reed. If you have a question, please raise your hand.
Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service. Eric, when did you find out that you might be on call for this? And with you waking up today probably thinking about cup practice and cup qualifying, how difficult is it to shift gears and just jump into a truck like that?
I think I first found out maybe after the first practice, just before second practice, final practice today. but, I mean, yeah, you're definitely changing your mindset getting into a truck race. I was planning on probably going back and taking a nap and catching the end of the truck race. So, you know, I had to really kind of reset and try to think back. I don't have any notes with me here, obviously, on truck racing, and had to think back to what I did here, I guess, 3 years ago in the truck. So just trying to remember that and, you know, talk to Kyle a little before the race, looked at some old data that I had from a test here a few years ago and just try to refresh my memory and get in the mode of what we had to do. You know, I mean, it was going to be a little challenging coming from the back and obviously not being in the truck all day. I didn't know how it drove. I don't know how Noah drives his trucks. And so there's a lot of things that go through your head, but we had a great truck. We fired off and it was very quick and we were able to, you know, get up to the front pretty fast.
Lee?
Eric, Kyle said afterwards that he, you know, they asked about the job that you did, and he said, well, I didn't want to hire somebody that would lay down. I wanted to hire somebody that would race me. What have you learned from him, and how big do you think Kyle reaching 51 victories is to his career?
Well, I know 51 victories is a milestone he wanted to get to. I know he wanted to do it in the 51 truck. I can't say I was thinking about that when we were about clear of him in the tunnel turn, but, you know, Kyle's done a lot for me in my career. I mean, you look back to 2012, really, and running against him at the Snowball, testing his car at Nashville. He's really gave me my first opportunity in the truck series with him and at that time at KBM. And it's been fun to watch KBM grow. You know, when we first, Daryl and I first came to KBM in 2013, they hadn't won a race without a cup driver in their truck. And our big goal was to get, obviously, Daryl and I wins. And so we both won that year. And it's been really cool to see it grow into, a dominant organization in the truck series between whether Kyle's in it or not. You know, Noah does a fantastic job along with Todd and all the guys that run their trucks. So it's been cool to see it evolve.
Kyle Magda for the Times Leader. For Eric, can you just talk about that moment you had when you were side by side with Kyle there, and what happened afterwards? Did the truck change at all, or looks like you lost some time there at the end?
Well, I was pretty tight on the last run to begin with, and had to use up a little bit to get through some traffic, and had to use up a little bit more on the right front to get to Kyle. I saw the lap trucks, and they gave me the opportunity to get there. I was like, well, this is going to be my shot, probably my only shot to get to the lead. And if we can get to the lead, I think we can hold them off. And we came within about 6 inches of doing it. And, I had to kind of check up. There was 4 lap trucks. We passed 3 of them on the straightaway, and there was 1 more in the tunnel turn. And I had to check up on the bottom or run them over, which I wasn't going to do. So, and Kyle was still at my quarter. I had to give him space, and it was a close moment. I knew that was probably our shot. I used up a lot of the truck just to make that one move. I was trying to save for that moment, hoping that he was going to catch him weird, and it just didn't work out.
Thinking about the race three years ago, when you were trying to catch him down then as well.
Yeah, it was a similar view. When I was here in 2015. Trying to chase him down, we ran second to him most of the day. We did pass him today, so that was a step forward. We passed him and led laps, but just weren't able to pass him at the right time.
Christian Coley, frontstretch.com. Eric, this question's for you. How big was it to have Rudy Fugel back on the pit box for you? You know, you all worked together in your championship campaign, you know, and then going to Chris Gabehart. And how different are Chris Gabehart and Rudy Fugel? How big was it today to help you do so well?
I bet if you asked Rudy, he'd say I complained a lot less than I did in 2015 all year, which I told him I wouldn't complain too much today. So it was fun, though. I mean, it was cool. You know, my whole 2015 crew was there between Rudy and then Hirschman on the roof, and it was just neat. A lot of the same guys working underneath the truck as well. So it was cool to work with them all again. It was pretty much my same 2015 crew, and you know, Rudy's a very good crew chief. I had the chance to work with him his first year as a crew chief in 2013, and to see how far he's come as a crew chief has been pretty neat. You know, he's kind of the guy right now at KBM that everyone looks to, and I know that means a lot to him. That was his goal, and him and Gabehart are different in a lot of ways. You know, Chris was very motivational and very vocal on the radio of what we needed to do. Rudy's pretty quiet unless you start complaining too much, then he gets fired up. But he's pretty quiet. You know, he lets you do your thing, and when you want to give feedback, you give it, and he kind of lets you go out and race it. Chris?
Chris Knight, catchfence.com. Dalton, this is your second top 10 in the last 3 races. What's been the spark that's ignited this 25 team? And then a follow-up.
I don't know. You know, overall, we've made some good momentum from – you know, really at Chicago, we made some big changes to our truck that have seemed to kind of work out well, not only for myself, but for, you know, GMS as a whole. You know, just looking at, you know, the 24 truck getting a win at Gateway and whatnot. And, you know, overall, we've slowly been picking up some speed, you know, working with crew chief Doug Randolph, you know, kind of getting more of a feel for each other and you know, kind of him knowing what I like. You know, we've just been building off of that and, you know, getting stronger each and every weekend.
And we got a break next weekend, but then you have 2 races back to back, Michigan and Bristol tracks that you've run well past in the other series and in even truck series.
Yeah. You know, just excited going into them. Obviously, Michigan's almost like a super speedway, it seems like, a lot of drafting. And, you know, GMS does a really great job at building some, you know, some great trucks aero wise. So, you know, excited about going there. Obviously, going to be trying to work with my teammates. Whether it be, you know, the 24 or the 21 truck, and just trying to get out front. And, you know, like I said, we need a win to make the chase.
Scott.
Scott Walsh from the Scranton Times-Tribune. Dalton, when Kyle and Eric were battling there for the lead going, you know, in turn 2, I don't know how far closer back you were. Did you get a good view of it? And were you thinking, geez, if they take each other out, I might take the lead here? So
I thought about it for a little bit, obviously. But you know, I felt bad for a minute. I held up Eric, it seems like, a little bit at you know, the start of that run. But, you know, I was hoping that I'd have a little bit more for those guys. We had only taken 2 tires under that green flag stop when, you know, I believe the 2 of them both had taken 4. But, you know, overall, it was still a good race for us. You know, I was able to learn a lot, you know, just following behind those guys for a handful of laps and, you know, just seeing what they were doing and stuff.
Jerry?
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net, PRN. Eric, for you, obviously not expect to be in the truck today, but did you talk to Noah at all, or have you talked to him yet?
I haven't yet. You know, I don't know Noah very well. Obviously, he was not feeling well today, so I haven't talked to him. I hope he's doing all right, feeling better. It sounds like he was from Twitter, so I know he wanted to race today, and he obviously had a pretty good truck to do it with, so it's always just a driver. Hard. I've been fortunate enough to not have to watch my car race without me in it, but I know it's got to be a tough feeling to have to sit there and watch your race car go around without you in it.
Any questions from the press box?
No questions from the press box. Thank you.
Anything left for Eric, or let him go? I know we have one more for Dalton at least. Any last questions for Eric? Okay, congrats, Eric. Thank you so much for coming in.
Good job.
Yeah. And we'll go to Lee for Dalton.
Top five, and I talked to Stuart Friesen yesterday, and he said that there's a technical alliance now with GMS and the team. Has that helped you guys? Do you feel like on your side of it?
Yeah, we've actually been working with the 52 truck all year, you know, pretty closely. But as a whole, you know, I'm a little bit surprised that it's taken this long. We've had some great momentum all year, or at, you know, some great speed all year, I should say, at some of the tracks, and then, you know, we've, you know, unfortunately run into some bad luck, or, you know, I've personally made some mistakes throughout these, you know, handful of races so far this year. But, you know, I just need to continue to learn each and every race. You know, being able to run up front with guys like Kyle and Eric, you know, that's how you do it. That's how you learn the most, is, you know, running around the best. So, you know, I'm just going to, you know, continue to try and run up front each and every weekend. Obviously, I have some great teammates to rely on, not only in the 52 truck, but, you know, Johnny Sauter as well, and, you know, Justin Haley. So, you know, really just trying to learn as much as I can, and, you know, just, you know, continue to have strong results, and obviously strong results, will lead into hopefully some victories.
Thank you. Any more questions for Dalton? All right, Dalton, congratulations. Thanks for coming in.